Hello, and thank you for joining us for Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 1, and we're reading verses 26 to 31.
Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not, to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, that is, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
Our focus is on verse 30. Christ Jesus, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Paul gives us three aspects to our complete salvation in Christ. Firstly, there is our righteousness in Christ, which deals with our past. The mark of sin is to leave us unrighteous before a holy God. But through his death on the cross, Christ has dealt with our past. We can be forgiven. We can be set free from slavery to sin. And through rebirth, we can be clothed in the righteousness of Christ, right before God and accepted by him. Secondly, there is our holiness, sanctification, in Christ, which provides for our present. This is the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit within us, making us more like Christ and preparing us for the new heaven and earth, a holy people for a holy place. The fruit of the Spirit is the visible expression of the invisible power working within us. Then lastly, there is our redemption in Christ, which assures us of our future. This will happen when Jesus comes again and when our bodies as well as our spirits are transformed into his likeness. Christ's coming again will bring complete salvation to those who are waiting for him. It's something we can look forward to even now. Hallelujah! Come, Lord Jesus. A prayer. Lord Jesus, we praise you that our salvation is complete in you. For all that you have done for us, and for all that you will bring to completion in us, according to your plans, and in your name, we thank you. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.